Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Daljak goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Koenig moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Sewell scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek strikes out. Hayworth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vosmek out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Morgan who tags Gehringer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Alexander moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp bunts towards the mound. Whitehill juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitehill. Morgan moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to third. One out. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick scores. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak, who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Stone steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Hub Walker pinch runs for Dale Alexander. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Owen now playing first base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Daljak strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Uhel pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.